All right, dudes, I want to ask that you guys lead this fucking role, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, I want to hear all your thoughts of what happened last session. I want to hear everybody's little juicy experiences.
Don't we have to do a little something first.
Juicy is an interesting choice of words, considering what I'll be talking about today.
What the fuck does that mean?
One of us has to introduce this, and I have a guess on who it's going to be.
Well, I mean, you know,
but I'm going to roll the dice, you know, leave it up to chance.
I appreciate the thought.
Leave it up to chance, because it really could be anybody.
It could be.
Oh, my God, it's me. It's me.
What?
Oh, what?
It's me.
Dude,
what?
Actually, statistically, according to everybody who has responded to our cry for help, you are the person who has been rolled the least, it turns out.
That makes sense of why we all, like, started freaking out. Like, we panicked.
Wait, what? No, it was me who was rolled the least.
No, it's
you who did it the least.
Did it the least, like, overall, but, like, out of the rolls?
It should be Bizzly that's the least?
Bizzy is the least, yeah. You've been rolled the second least. Charlie, you're actually only, like, a few behind me, but
I'm
the curse is still real.
Spot.
No,
I'm
that's my curse.
Spot,
that's my curse. It's all I have.
I'm going to take that away, and you're going to have nothing.
I'm going to do this, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Just Rolled With It, the show after the show, where we talk about the show.
That's cool. It was like an audiobook.
Today, yeah, that was... we're talking about Freddy Fazbear. Is he hot? Let's talk about it.
So,
Glamrock Freddy could absolutely, like, just put me in a show called Nelson.
I want to be put inside of Glamrock Freddy.
The bite of 87 was where he first came onto my radar, but why stop at biting?
Why not a little oblong nipple play?
I was thinking more choking.
I guess you haven't heard about the Fazbear fuck of 88.
I was about to say the dick down of 87,
That's
dude.
That's insane. Okay, so now that all the big fans are gone.
That's the tone we have to set anyways for what happened last session.
This is true.
Yeah,
this is true.
Yeah. Okay, we should say, do we want to talk about that right away?
Well,
really
I want to talk
about
one other thing. So last week we thought it was smart to maybe tempt the gods, tempt fate themselves. And I said that every time we do, something bad happens to me. Yeah. So I just wanted to
What happened?
Update. Somebody did back into my car in the parking lot.
Holy shit!
And your power kept tripping.
And my power kept tripping. Yeah.
Wait.
So, like, don't
That's
fuck
crazy.
With. Don't fuck with fate.
That's fucking shit.
We also did, like, the most ominous thing ever, and a week later posted that we were going to take a mental health break.
Oh, I think I saw someone say they were genuinely worried for you, bro.
True.
I didn't even realize the timing.
It's really
so
funny.
So fucking funny. Yeah, it's like,
holy
yeah.
Shit.
The personal event was actually a gas leak in Connie's apartment.
Yeah, you know, two of my rooms are actually just open air now. They're open concept apartment.
Open concept. He looks like Two-Face. It's not good.
Guys, also, you know what? Shout out Nicholas and ZZ for actually going through our roles and counting all of the intros.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's
insane.
Crazy. So was it counted how many times it was we had done it, or how many times it was rolled?
It was general, like, how many times it was done it, but 1 second. Some people did end up doing the roll. Let me
find it. Yeah, because I remember we used to do it where it was, we would just choose
like
and just go down the
list.
We
just say,
do it.
Dude, stop saying do it.
You guys gotta get off my dick today. This shit is an issue. Do you fucking get paid to be up on my ass, or you do that shit for free?
The patrons roll in. They know where they can get more.
Dude,
earlier today, Charlie was just like fucking with me. He was like, dude, Bizzly, this thing you made is so ugly.
I didn't fucking say
like,
it. All right.
I was
you know
like,
what?
Guys,
let me
what do you think of this thing I did?
Let me lay it completely real on you guys.
Sure.
Bizzly messages at 5:42. He says, gang, it took me an hour and a half to make this. And he posts this. And by the time that this comes out, I think this will be up somewhere.
Yeah,
it better be.
It's a promo.
It's a really delightful. You can really tell he tried his best.
Oh, that's a new energy that you got right now. That's a new energy. That is such a new energy.
It's got this great, you know, like blood sort of paint border that he found.
I had that commissioned. That was commissioned.
It was okay that it was commissioned. he's got this great Great drip, we paid drip money font. For
it. No, that's drip, not a font. That's like custom. Font I like
defonts. Defonts.com.
No, had that commissioned and, too.
Looks like I took some photos in front of a green screen, and I appreciate that the green is still with us a little bit. Just to
it's not my fault that you can't light a room.
And he said, "Is this anything? Haven't started on the Patreon exclusive one." And I said,
"He's no." He said, "LMAO with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10."
Absolutely, absolutely loved how scuffed this is. Please add Woods in the background or eyes. Evil Woods PNG. And Bisley says, "I wasn't going for scuffed," and I said, "Fuck."
I didn't even read this earlier, bro. Holy shit.
Yeah,
that's so funny.
So confidence, I mean, low today. And then earlier, I was just pinching my nipples as a man does. And Condi goes, Bisley, are your nipples just like off center? Like, are they just like off a
dude,
little bit?
And I'm like, do you have like uneven nipples?
You have really uneven nipples, Bisley. And I'm like, guys, what the fuck do you want me to be? You some graphic designing perfect nippled
even,
man
even
it's not me
graphic designer
oh it's God. Not me
oh dude
well dude. You know
yeah. you need to get familiar with the centered tool. I think you need to center those.
You need to center your fucking chakras, bro. You got some you got some unwanted anger that you're taking out on me.
They're misaligned.
What were we talking about? Was it the set? Was it what were we talking about in the episode? Do we even get into that yet?
No, I don't think we talked about it at all.
We didn't actually, yeah, because I interrupted and talked about the fates.
I'll be real, guys. My memory is like a goldfish. I'd love if someone could remind me. As soon as we get on track,
goldfish?
I'll remember.
Did you guys goldfish? No, gold.
Dude,
guys,
I'll give you like a quick outline.
No, look. Okay, wait. About goldfish, did you know that they only have 3 seconds of memory?
It's wild.
Yep.
That's pretty crazy, wild. Dude. Like,
that's kind of where the axiom memory of a goldfish comes from.
Yeah, it's not real though.
But also, wait, if you say
but you just
have
said
the memory
it.
Of an elephant, that means you have a really good one.
Yeah.
Is that true?
How do we know?
They can remember for like 3 months.
How do
the
we
goldfish?
Know?
Yeah.
That's so like his whole life.
No, goldfish can get. Wait, how long? No, I think goldfish can live forever.
So it wasn't.
Only had one experience.
So it wasn't there natural. Really
so it wasn't natural causes. That took my goldfish.
Uh-oh.
The snack
uh-oh.
That smiles back.
Like goldfish.
You know they can also grow like infinitely big. Goldfish.
That's awesome.
That's
I'm gonna
like,
use that. Right.
That's probably
down.
What happened is someone probably saw the threat before it was too big to.
Holy shit, dude! What if imagine you like meet the sun goddess Aster and she's a giant goldfish.
Yeah!
Okay, wait though. Wait though.
Yeah, I think I wait, did actually though. Pitch a literal goldfish to you that like grew when you fed it gold at one point.
Oh yeah, you did, but it dog. Ended up being like the fucking weird. I
yeah,
forgot
you
what
made
its
it
name
like
was.
The IRS squid. Yeah, thing.
Yeah.
It's like a weird little noodle.
Yeah, but no, they're like lobsters.
Oh, like a half dog
way.
Fish, right? I remember.
Goldfish God would go hard.
Okay, guys, let's stop beating around
would,
the bush.
I would actually like lose faith in like everything if God was a. I'd just be like, all right. I don't know. It would make me feel better that, like, honestly, if we found God and he was just like a big fucking goldfish, and go blah blah blah. I'd be like,
I don't even
you know,
remember
honestly,
creating that world.
So
it was
bad.
Like forever ago.
It's like forever ago. And
fuck you mean chosen one, dude?
I don't know,
like,
it's just, like kind of yeah.
God,
like,
why
well,
do you let bad things happen? Blah 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 blah.
Well, I'm on my own.
Okay, let me run you through, like, since Bisley doesn't remember everything
thank you so
that
much.
Happened, and then you're gonna choose what you want to talk about. Okay.
I know what I want to talk about.
I know what I want
to
talk about.
Okay, like one of the very first things happened is that you went up to Dre. Talked, showed him that you're a skeleton.
Yes,
then you
yes.
went downstairs because Finn's getting a little older. He's getting sicker, especially being in the Black Sea. So, you know
God,
what?
Be
you pulled
so
out.
So sad if that's, God, if the reason
just,
my fucking grandpa dies is just
old age
natural causes
okay.
of the D&D campaign, I'll be so sad. But
talk to Dre. Grandpa old.
Yep. You
door,
went into the-
Door with
books.
Library.
Bunch
go
of axolotls.
In.
I love the axolotls, by the way.
That was
so fun.
They're so
I love,
cool.
And I love that we did like a weird fucking Soma thing where we uploaded ourselves into them.
And then,
I tried to then, make it clear that like being in this place was actually a little bit healthier for your grandpa.
Yeah, no, you made it clear.
And this also gives him a way to like communicate through the axolotls, which he did not have before with his mind, you know.
And then we talked to Queen after that.
Yes, dude.
We
gave
oh
Queen
my God.
A crown. We gave her a crown.
I'm a fucking elephant, not a goldfish. Yes.
You're such
okay,
an
crown.
Elephant, Bisley.
Yeah. Well, now yeah, I feel like no, it's not a good thing when you say it.
With nipples like that.
See, this is what I'm fucking talking about, bro. This is why. That's why I can't have shit. Fucking queen, crown, go talk. Gillian did a whole awesome conversation. Mm-hmm. And then I think, is that when the dark puckered hole?
I think after queen is when we started on the dark puckered hole.
I was gonna say because like.
I think actually I remember first you did a bunch of items. So yeah. You got what your ring does.
Right.
Jay finished her yes. weapon.
Yes.
All the other stuff you got from the hole. And before Dark Puckered Hole, I'm pretty sure you did Rose's envelope.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Wait.
Really?
No, I think it was after. I feel like that was after, yeah. I feel like it was after the chapter.
That was crazy.
He dressed that to you. He knew, dude.
That. I don't get chills often, but let me tell you, my nipples were hard and pointing in opposite directions.
you could really tell where they were.
Yeah, you could see it. You could see them. You know, one was a lot bigger than the other.
Never mind. It's fine.
It was an antifreeze incident in my Ford Focus.
No, we didn't. And then okay, so like. Either I don't know the order, but you know, did Dark Puckered Hole and the envelope, and then you traveled and you went down the calm path, which was a mistake.
Yeah.
and then we ended the session right at the
end.
Well,
it's so. Like, listen, we had the tentacles.
We ended at the end.
We had the lightning. Also, we had calm.
The only other thing, yeah, right? Like, if I was in that situation, there's no way I'd be like, dude, God put the calm path as a trap. We need to go through the
tentacles. Listen, the other two had associated traumas.
We need to go through
5 lightning.
Miles of, like, lashing violent tentacles.
And tentacles.
Clear sky
so, like,
is definitely a trap.
If that was
no mistake. It was very clear. I just rolled a one that way, and I knew you would.
I hope you didn't even write mechanics for the other two. Like,
I hope they're not stupid.
That's so funny.
In my notes it says there's a few days of travel after the downtime. Here's the options: serrated field or field of serrated tentacles, black clouds of unknown black sea storm, and then the seemingly calm waters.
Okay. The next time there's any situation like that, I'm gonna make your life hell. I'm gonna say, okay, DM. I jump into the lightning storm. This is the way forward. I guess that's difficult to resolve. You could just strike me with lightning.
Yeah.
It's just a storm, which makes things really difficult. People can fly overboard and get lost, all that kinds of shit.
Uh-huh.
We've done that a lot. But if you did that, then like the encounter that we're, you'll see. But how we're starting the session today would have been different because I would have threw you a bone for going through the hard stuff before you got here.
It's just really funny to picture, like, I bested you, DM, as you're, like, on a ship that's being, like, struck with so much fucking lightning. Just people are flying off into the Black Sea. The only other thing I had that didn't get mentioned was I found Jay found a book on the undead, and I found, like, the spell that my Peepaw cast. To turn himself into a bird.
Finn's recourse.
Yes.
Yeah, that was really cool.
The spell that saved them all.
Can you use it to turn me into an alive guy?
No.
I can maybe use it to turn you into a live bird.
That's like a good start. That's like
for
a start.
Like 100 years. Yeah.
Oh. Well,
and
that's
also
like
you like
longer than
who
I'm.
You are.
Well, I already am doing that.
Okay. I'll turn you into a bird.
That'd be really cool, dude.
Okay. Bet. Yeah.
Yeah, so fucking Price is the fucking son of the... Oh, Jesus.
Well, hang on. Let's start at the beginning. I had that conversation with Dre. I thought that was really cool. I liked doing that.
That was nice. That was nice.
It made the situation feel more real because I had to, like, explain, like, yeah, no, I'm, like, dead as hell.
Yeah.
And he was just like, dude, Arlen's gonna feel so fucking guilty that you came all this way and literally died trying to save him. And I was like,
it is what it is, man.
Like, don't, way she goes. Like, don't even sweat that shit. Like, I'm good. Like, I'm dead though, but like, I'm good.
I'm like dead as hell, but like, it's good. So no sweat, no skin off my back, even though it has.
Well, it's a little bit of skin off. Actually, it's,
like
it's
a
most
lot,
of it.
It's a lot
like
of skin off your, like, your most entire of body.
Most
yeah.
of
amount of skin, yeah.
And then we went and checked on Finn. Yeah, you were saying before it would be really sad if he fucking, like, lost himself because of the Black Sea.
But he was just losing himself because of age. That's sadder.
It's like sadder.
It's like sadder.
It's much sadder. It's so much sadder.
Because it's like, I can't magic spell away natural causes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you can.
Maybe you can. Maybe you can like cast reincarnate on him.
Yeah, well, I guess I could reincarnate. I don't have any. I'm never gonna have any of that stuff though. Like, it would be just like a find a wizard or like do a.
Yeah, I actually don't know if there's a spell called reincarnate. I pulled that out of my ass.
I think there is.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
I think there's true reincarnation too. So Finn's like brain fuzz is definitely like the side effect of the bird being a bird for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
But it's also multiplied by him being a lot. He's a really old fish. That's why, like, one of the first things he said,
oh my god,
when you like got into his mind was he was talking about finding his book. And now you're like in his library of books, so he's kind of thriving right now.
Yeah, you know? he's pretty sick. He's an old fish.
What does
like,
that mean?
Like goldfish.
Like goldfish. He has three seconds, man. It's three seconds. That's why.
Wait. Oh, fuck. You're right. Shit. I totally meant to do that. Yeah. So he's got 3 months of memory, and the last 3 months he's been a bird. So.
Yeah. And then, Yeah, the fucking axolotls are so cool, bro. Oh, my God. I was imagining them in my brain. I actually had to look up pictures of axolotls.
They're the goofiest little guys.
They're so funny.
Yeah, I love them.
I love how silly they are. And I love that there's just, like, axolotl versions of our consciousness, like, stuck in there forever. You know?
Horrifying thing.
I fucking watched this show called Severance. Where it's
yes,
like,
I love Severance.
You, dude, you watch that shit?
Yeah,
that shit is fucking crazy.
It's so good, dude. Right?
Oh my god!
I haven't seen. I need to finish it.
You never finished
like
it,
first...
dude?
No, man.
Dude, the
so
last episode is like
shows.
The fucking craziest thing ever.
Oh.
The last episode is so
shit.
Fucking good,
finish
dude. You gotta
yeah.
watch it, Grizzly. Right. You should watch it too.
It's on
Apple TV. Yeah.
I think I forgot to stop paying for Apple TV, so I'll finish it.
Yeah. Do it. Yeah. Apple TV has a lot of good stuff, but for the patrons, the concept of the show is like your work brain and your like normal brain are completely segmented. So the part of you that is at work doesn't know about your real life. So you're like stuck there forever. And I couldn't help but think about it. Like that, and the fucking turmoil that these axolotls would be going through.
I'm surprised because, like, I mentioned it in the moment. I was like, "Oh, this is like Severance," and you didn't say a word.
These axolotls are not going
totally
through any.
Dude, I was like, "Oh anything. Shit, I love Severance." And you were just staring blankly. You were like axolotl.
I think I was thinking of a bit to do as the axolotl, and I just didn't come up with anything.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, no, it's the same thing on my mind. Yeah,
this. Library card is a it's the spell Magnificent Mansion turned into Magnificent Library, and I honestly think it's a lot bigger. That's why you need the axolotls, because if you're like going through and you're looking for books or you're reading in there, like you're gonna need some way to communicate.
I thought Grizzly was gonna kill me when I pitched this to him, because I was just like, okay, picture a library card, but it takes you to Finn's library and every book there ever.
That's
there.
Ever.
Dude, it's
every
a really good idea,
ever.
And I feel like it fits in with the lore so well.
It fits
right?
in with him, yeah. Like, no, it's really
well, I was
good.
Like, I was like, what would his legacy be? And I was like, his whole life is researching and compiling knowledge, so you have to put it somewhere, right?
Right.
So I was like, shit, this is where he put it. Yeah.
Super good idea.
I've been trying so hard not to ever say no. Anymore, unless it's like really stupid, but even then, you know what I mean? But also, this just explains why you don't find his books very often anywhere in the world.
Not because I'm bad at looking.
not because I'm bad at placing them places.
But because they've been here the whole time.
Yep.
Yeah, but I love that. I love that library card. Honestly, I love that we just like have a fun little like big book nook now that we can just go in and like if we ever need any random information or want like a piece of info that otherwise we'd have to go out of our way or like be annoying for or keep asking, we can literally just go here and like shoot our shot, which I think is really cool. Like even if it's something as ridiculous as like we're in this dungeon and it's like, oh shit, like how do we kill this thing, and then we go in and we're like, dude, we need to fucking figure out the Dewey Decimal System, like where is it? Yeah, I don't know, but
I think I might change the rule so that your Grand Peabody can use the card still as well, since he was the previous owner. So that way, like, it makes having them here a little easier. So if you ever need to get off the ship, you can leave the card with him, and they can like just be in the library and be safe from the Black Sea because yeah, it's a different dimension.
It's totally however you want to do it. I just described like the photo flash thing because I thought it would be a cool like
it is really
way,
cool
way to pass it on.
Like it's attuned to you, but like it is his. So like, yeah. I think two people could be attuned to this item.
I also just looked at library cards in real life and I saw that they had faces and I was like,
it's so cool.
We have all the collective knowledge of the world.
Of the world. So we have a lot of knowledge.
Yeah.
I
hope our axolotl versions of us rise up and try and break out.
Oh my god, I get it. Because when you read all these books, because when you walk in, you're going to have to axolotl questions.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
All right.
That's it. Why are you asking all these questions?
I'm tapping out.
That's it. That's the end here.
So that was the library.
We've been like,
love that place.
Kind of avoiding.
Have we?
No, we haven't. We're
have
just
we
getting
not?
To it.
Okay.
You want to talk about the queen thing?
I think I wanted to talk about the queen thing. Yeah.
It was like just completely going the involved. Episode. I'm actually really glad that Billion was there for that because
me
like,
fucking too.
Queen said their problems.
I don't even know why I was because like
you
I
just
thought
asked if you wanted to, like if we wanted you to come with us and we were like yeah of course man.
As Queen said something like I don't know who I really am, and I just thought it fit really well with that Gillian like who I'm supposed to be thing, you know. Yeah. Like this idea, having this idea of yourself and like being scared of it, even, which I don't know if that fits entirely, but like you fucking killed it.
You had a lot to say.
You had a lot to say. I froze.
I hope I did well. I just kind of
you did great.
Talked. Cool.
Yeah, I mean, you talked and it was great.
And right before we did it, Condi and I were just like, "Yo, let's make a crown," because I was thinking like queen. Crown. I had like a little bit of diamonds left from that one spell.
Yeah, that we definitely won't need ever.
Well, I mean, if we need it, it's like Queen has the crown, right?
That's true.
I didn't take it out of my inventory. It's there.
Did you use all the diamonds?
All of them.
I believe you did. You told me you were using the diamonds in our DMs.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
All right.
It's a beautiful crown.
Actually, like, I'll be honest. I mean, like, when Bisley messaged me, he just said gems. He didn't say diamonds. So I think I would have maybe urged him to use different gems.
Here's the thing. It's like,
let me just cross revivify off my sheet.
Queen is around. It's not like we couldn't use the crown for that later if somebody
revivify is within a minute.
I don't want to be like,
we need to build down your crown for spell components.
I think it'll be like, what are you dies? And I'll look over at Queen and look at the crown and I'll just be like,
yeah. Let's just get some more diamonds.
true. We can get more diamonds. That's a possibility.
Okay, all right. If you have any coal, I will spend all of my downtime crushing it until I roll a nat 20.
Oh man,
that's so funny, dude. I don't even know if you could be a wait. Maybe if you smite, or maybe if you use prophetic hero, screw up and
maybe
smite at the same time.
Smite fucking coal
to pressure
diamonds.
Cook the fucking coal.
That would be
crazy.
Insane idea. Would definitely take a natural 20 or 3.
Yeah, for sure.
Or 3. Oh boy.
For like an inch of diamond. yeah, shit. You know that was really sweet, guys. I was worried I was butting in on that segment.
So no, I think it without a doubt was better with you than it would have been without.
For it to be like all of us, but as soon as you started talking, I was like, yeah, that's it.
This is you, yeah. I said my one little piece at the end as I gave them the crown, and that's all I needed.
Yeah, I was trying to say, I think Queen reflects all of the characters in some way or another. I think all of your crew members have some sort of, you can relate to them in some way, each of you. Maybe not Earl, but you know what I mean?
Earl's fucking nuts.
Yeah,
not
Earl.
Earl
is my comic relief guy because Felipe is dead.
But I've been looking for the fruit. Is he dead?
I know, bro. I know. I know where the fruit is, though, so it's just, yeah.
Is there... Wait, is Felipe actually dead?
Well, fuck, I don't know. Do you know?
What do you mean you don't know?
You're, like, supposed to know everything, Grizzly.
You know.
Well, I do know. Is he
dead?
He's
not dead.
Do you want me to tell you?
No.
God, I just...
I don't feel like you should say.
I don't really, like, want to know, honestly.
I don't
want to
know either. I don't want to know, but I do want him to be, like, a boss that we have to fight now.
I'd like him to become, like, the demon that kidnapped him. Like, he stole his name and became a demon.
I sense a boss rush coming. I sense we've got the artificial Leviathan. We've got this big goo guy. We've got, you know, Niklaus. We've got all these other, like, hints at things Grizzly's been dropping. We got the fucking World Tree. We got all these big players, right?
Uh-huh.
And so all I'm saying... that boss rush, like a fucking Elden Ring boss, Felipe rides out of a hell portal. You know, he's fucking huge now. He's like 15 feet tall.
My friends, I have come back for you.
Why do you sound like that, Felipe?
To think about it, right?
For
like
revenge.
We got rid of him pretty much, got rid of himself, but like, because he was trying to kill Gillian all the time.
Yeah, it's
like
true.
In every waking moment.
And he probably still is,
He's
probably getting yoked to kill. Like, he's probably got people over there. Like, he's practicing on
him, like, 24-hour gym and 24-hour fitness in hell.
It's like a magical hatred he has for you, right?
He has a literal, what is it called when they have just like the fucking poster of someone in their door, in their like room, and they keep throwing the darts or like knives at it?
Unhealthily obsessed.
I don't know what it's called, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they do that in a lot of movies. He's got me on all of them.
He's like taped your face, like a photograph of your face to a punching bag in hell.
Jesus.
Like, that's how he pleaded to the demon. He's like, no, I can't die yet. I have a vengeance to settle, and I swear, like...
When he's doing sit-ups, he has someone dangle a little fucking picture of
me. Even if you kill
him.
Me, I'll come back. I'm gonna find him.
Yeah, that would be Felipe, fucking dude. Awesome. So yeah, we can talk about it now.
Okay.
Man.
How did you write that?
How did you? Yeah,
because it didn't take you like as long as it should have for that.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's cut out obviously, but it took you 15 minutes.
Minute break, almost like you already had something to go off of.
Yeah.
Well, I did. I had a screenshot of a TikTok where these like two gals were in a Barnes and Nobles. One of them calls the other one over, and when you go over, the camera pans onto the book, and there's an excerpt. A paragraph, a very, very, very sexual descriptive words in this smut book. Read them, all of them, and was like, I got it. Sat down and then wrote what came from the heart.
So you could make a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot. What? I'd pay.
You should drop.
Yeah.
You should write a book.
You should drop the whole thing in the $100 tier. Let's make a $100 tier.
And the only reward is they get to read this. And that's it. Nothing else.
The whole book of Finn's homoerotic adventure.
Actually, so seriously, we cannot do that because I'm scared people will pay for it.
Oh no, they would.
They would.
I get really nervous about that.
If I was listening to the podcast, I would pay for it. Listen, I'd be like, what the fuck? That's crazy.
Actually, we'll actually upload like a whole audiobook. Charlie will do a dramatic reading of the entire
and we'll all be here to listen to it.
As Gillian with the hesitatory pauses at all.
Oh my god. So I initially pitched because he told me that like you get something at the end of this, and I didn't realize that we were gonna do this fucking song and dance for multiple more chapters. But I pitched that he write like basically a short essay like length kind of thing for this, you know, for the black puckered hole or whatever.
Dark puckered hole.
And my pitch was that, okay, if I can make it to the end of your whole thing without like breaking or smiling or doing like whatever, that's the condition. But I actually don't think it's possible after reading that first.
You broke on the title.
You broke on the title.
It was impossible. It was impossible, dude. There were phrases in there. There were combinations of words that I'd never seen before in my life.
So many euphemisms.
People aren't going to know this, but at the end of my writing, I was losing inspiration. So I had to look. I looked up this clip from Ninja Fortnite.
I still can't believe this is.
I looked up
this funny clip that I remembered of Ninja Fortnite, where he's getting upset that he just died, and he goes like, "If you're gonna kill me like that, you better have shockwaves to finish the job. Because if that guy had shockwaves when he railed me from behind, and then it's like it's a fucking divine boom. And then he goes, when he came on my back, and then oh no, when he shot on my back, it's a divine boom. And then he goes, when he came from behind, and I literally line for line took what he said and put it into the story. It's right here. Fucking from behind I was railed and so on. I'm not gonna reread all that.
Probably for the best.
Yeah. So there you go, guys. There's the lore.
Actually, are we censoring a lot of it?
Do we want to bleep out anything?
I don't know.
There's only
one
mention of the word anus. I don't even know.
I think it's funny. We should keep it all in.
I think that should be full raw audio. No cuts.
Yeah.
No nothing, man. No.
I'm in. I was going to say if we do censor any of it, we gotta upload the uncut version on Patreon.
We could always, like, right at that point in the episode, throw in a little title card that says the following is explicit. viewers under 18 should not listen to this part or something.
Yeah. Viewers under 18 should not listen to this fucking podcast.
Yeah, honestly, there's enough bad shit in this podcast.
It is marked
that, like,
as an adult podcast.
You know.
We're not
anybody's
the whole
parents.
Thing is
I don't know.
The
we
warning.
Could warn and be like, "Yo, this is fucking. This is pretty."
Hey guys, this is homoerotic fiction.
Listen, man, you didn't send me a warning. All right, you didn't send me a warning before
you said
that message.
Make it as crazy as possible. I don't even think it was that crazy.
Patrons,
do you think it was crazy? Patrons, do you think it could have been even more? Like, do you think it could have gone even more into detail? I feel like it could have. I feel like it could have been worse.
What do you want? Yes, Grizzly. Yes, Grizzly. Make it more. They say in the comments, we need more cock and balls.
We need more. We need more penetration.
Cock and balls.
We need more docking.
That's because we're only on chapter.
We do.
Yeah.
Dude, right. I can't believe you fucking censored my docking description
so
and then
there was,
did that.
Yeah, there was a rolled, I think it was one or two episodes ago.
That's
where we did
fiasco.
Go into a very vivid description.
You were in such detail, though. Like,
yeah, very
dude,
vivid.
Explicit and descriptive.
It was not, okay. It was not as bad as what happened in the public episode that we are putting out. I am going on record and airing that opinion.
Okay.
I believe we should release the docking audio. Uncut.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's literally just you
well,
two.
It's gotta be uncut or you can't do it.
What happens when you
it's
do docking?
Be
yeah, just like
it's
be just talking about it. And
it
like,
can't be uncut, otherwise it won't work.
That's what I
no,
do. I just said. I just
yeah,
said that.
It has to be uncut. Oh. It has to be uncut. Yeah.
Guys, that was the. Never mind.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I knew you.
That's a joke.
I
know it's a joke.
But I registered it wrong.
Anyway,
okay,
yeah.
So that's all the lore.
Yeah,
anyways,
so my,
yeah,
so
guys,
my gay references aren't okay, but yours are. We need more of that, then, huh? I see how
yeah.
it is.
I didn't start writing that of my own volition. That was prompted onto me by the player's request.
But
I never
DM,
requested
you
to start talking about
docking.
You
didn't
docking.
Say no.
No.
Instead, you said, "Give me 15
No, because you know what I've been saying. I've been trying not to say no to you guys anymore.
I appreciate that. Well, chapter 2. I'm expecting a little more this time. Mm. Got high hopes for you.
You got it. What? I'll get some more inspiration.
I better see those listeners drop every episode I read one of these chapters.
Oh my god. Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's gotta be a comment that's like, "Hey, this is a lot."
That watch time better look like the fucking Marianas Trench, dude.
What do you
better fall off the earth?
What are our expectations on the reception? Is it gonna be hype?
I think we're gonna get a lot of hugs.
A lot of pogs.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think
it will have lasting consequences.
Realistically, this is what people will be talking about in the comments.
the digital footprint,
exclusively this. Yeah, I think it'll have ramifications, but you know what, dude? I think they'll be very lucrative for you.
Yeah.
So I'm not worried.
Make the most of it, man.
I'm not worried. Oh shit. Oh shit. Well, I think that's all, unless anyone else has got anything.
Nope, got nothing.
Nope, we're in a test tube.
Not in a fucking test tube.
We're in a
fucking test tube,
dude.
What does that even mean?
We in a test tube.
We're in a test tube.
I wasn't sure then, and I'm still not.
I'm not sure either.
What does
I just
mean
like
to be in a test tube.
We're just in a test tube.
You know, when you're just like in it, and then it's like you know.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Well,
we're in a test tube.
Test tube.
All right. Well,
how do we end this one?
We will. Oh man.
Did
you say pucker? Were you gonna say pucker?
Yeah.
Ooh,
no,
pucker
it's
you
like
later?
It shouldn't.
We'll pucker you later. Stick with it.
Okay.
We have crossed a threshold.